Should there be background checks when people buy ammunition?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, good morning. I'm Jeremy Hobson. Vice President Joe Biden will meet today with members of the video game industry as he continues to look for ways to reduce gun violence in the wake of the Newtown tragedy. The vice president will deliver his recommendations to President Obama on Tuesday. One idea emerged this week from Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut. He wants background checks for the sale of bullets. Senator Blumenthal joins us now to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
Thanks for being here. So you want to require background checks for ammunition purchases. Tell us about that.
Ammunition is the black hole of gun violence prevention. There are prohibitions against certain categories of people buying ammunition as well as firearms. But the only checks done on purchases are for firearms, not at all for ammunition. So the point is to enforce the laws through this enforcement tool so that background checks are performed to detect people who are actually now prohibited from buying that ammunition.
Have you spoken to retailers about this idea? I mean, how difficult would it be to implement a policy like that to require a background check for an ammunition purchase?
Very simple and easy. Background checks are performed, literally millions of them every year. 700,000 people have been barred from buying firearms. The check can be done electronically. And the cost overall to taxpayers is about $5 million a year. That's $5 million with an M, not B. So it is literally less than a drop in the bucket in terms of its cost overall.
Now, not everyone loves this idea. I saw a quote from the head of a hunting group in your state who said all it's going to do is put restrictions on the good guys.
It doesn't really put restrictions on good guys. First, understand that someone who owns a pistol permit or a hunting license already has gone through a background check, and so no additional background check is required. And the so-called restriction is just a quick check, just as you would if you were buying alcohol and someone wanted to check whether you were a minor or not. So these kinds of checks are not restrictions. They simply prevent bad guys from buying ammunition, just as we prevent bad guys from buying firearms.
Do you think that any legislation can get through Congress, get signed by the president fast enough to happen before the momentum after the Newtown tragedy is gone? I mean, already there is more and more vocal opposition to new gun control measures in this country.
Good question. The momentum really has to be sustained. We can't rely on any single episode as horrific as Newtown was. History teaches us that every one of these tragic incidents generates a certain amount of public outrage, and yet it dissipates or fades over time. The challenge will be to maintain the momentum, and it will take a sustained effort.
Senator Richard Blumenthal, Democrat of Connecticut, thanks so much for joining us this morning.